Fiss and Amar, Coleman, so many men and women who taught me so much. But I will tell you this, I still tell you to this day, I got my BA from Stanford, but my PhD on the streets of Newark from folks who cared enough about me. One of those people that I end with is a man named Frank Hutchins. Frank was one of the most legendary tenant organizers in Newark's history. In the 1970s, he led the longest rent strike in our public housing projects, one of our public housing projects in the Central Ward of Newark. And this man I met in my first months in Newark, I was still a law student here. And he still says this, so he's, until his final years, he would always say, I knew you were somebody. You see, he saw things in me that I didn't see in myself. He saw things in me that he cared about and loved and wanted to do everything he could to make manifest in this world. So Frank took me under his wing some of my most early battles in Newark as a young graduate of Yale Law School, were by his side taking on slumlords, defending the rights of residents, championing those who might have been poor but had rich, rich spirits. But I tell you this, I've learned about life. The days go so slowly, but the years fly by. The years took their toll on Frank, and his health started to deteriorate. His eyes actually started to fail. And we started this little funny thing we would do every time we would see each other. I would knock on his door, he'd open the door. I knew he couldn't see me. But I'd say, Frank, it's Corey. And he would say, I know, I see you, Corey Booker, I see you.